Good evening, Rabbeisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Vayigash by Shishi. Pasuk Chav Ches. Ves Yehuda sholach lefanov el Yosef. He sent Yehuda before him to Yosef. Lahoyris lefanov goishna, to instruct ahead of him in Goshen. And from the word Ayro, it says to make a base of Talmud, to make a base of Medrash. The Yavo are to Goshen, and they came to the land of Goshen. Why is the fun of Dr. Ashi? Kitagumoy? What's the name of Ashi? Lefan is Lemokin. It means to clear a place. Remember, Lahoyer is Heichis Yashivan, to instruct exactly how he will settle in. By Pasuk of Ches, by Shishi. Lefanov, Koydim Shiagilisham, before you would arrive there. Medrash Agad, Shaykh Lahoyer is the fun of Shaykh Medrash. The Sakin Lai Beis Talmud, to be established for him a house of study. Shemisham Teitze Ahira, from there instruction will go forth. Meaning that's a Lashon Ahira, Shteit Medrash. So Biruchim is Mazbe over here. Just, I mean, how can you go puff the puzzle like this after Biruchim? Zot Rabbeinu, what's the Pshat? Isi B'Kuzri, Shteit B'Kuzri, Mayim Shurishan. Ich verstanden, Ve'evanti Shom, that it says in Makam HaKam, is Beis Medrash Shal Shem Ve'Aver. What was it? It's a Beis Medrash. What type of Beis Medrash? So he says, Ki Yoyze Beis Medrash L'chol Chochmois She'yu Mekubolen Etzlam Yodam HaRishayin. It was all the Chochmois that they had since Odam HaRishayin. Asher HaYisholei Mibiltei Tanai Kibol HaNefesh Al-Tuma V'Al-Seichel Al-Tachos Mash V'Cholte Yanunshi. Kitzah, he says, it's a ganze shtickle from him. But the main Nekuda is that when Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, before he even got there, first thing he sends Yehuda there to be Mesakim Mebeis HaTalmud. He wasn't saying that they'll be masadr the Beis Medrash when after they come there already, because on a Beis Medrash like the Biruchim, they couldn't live and they couldn't be like that. Liyos from all the Marishans after from other Marishans time like Hufsek Beis Medrash me oylam. There was never a Hefsek in the Beis Medrash. Say Godel kazeh who inyan Beis Medrash. Those are the Say Godel who inyan Beis Medrash Hashem ve'evrim yemeim lepos kishivim avisenu. I in the Kuzri, Bivakasha, you have the safe over here, he has it. He brings down from the Kuzri. So he says, we yeshiva for Kol Chochmas. Shem Be'Evim. Yeshiva is Shem Be'Evim.
No,
Shem. Shem Chom V'Office.
So
yeah, and Evim was his grandson.
I'll tell him, so
it means it was Messiah from modern Rishon. The Kuzri, I can't give you a regular Achas, a Kuzri, because I don't understand it myself. But I'm telling you, look over here. Biruchim says, Midvar Vivanti. I have one of them. You're right. A great transom. Nishta Einikol. I said, Einikol, B'nai Bonim Harein Kibonim. Chmena Or Einikol. B'nai Bonim, right. You're right. Pasuk of Tes. Vayesar Yosef Merkavta. Yosef harnessed his chariot. Vayal Likras Yisrael Oviv Goshno. And he went up to meet his father to Goshen. Vayere Lov, and he appeared to him. Vayipoil al Tzavorov, and he fell on his neck. Vayeiv al Tzavorov oid, and he wept on his neck excessively. Zokrashi Vayesar Yosef Merkavtoi, who atzmoi? Him alone. Also as Asusim, he harnessed his horses, Lamerkovit, to the chariot, Lizdaris, to be quick, Lchvaidovit, for the honor of his father. Vayere Lov, Yosef Nere Lov, who was that Yosef appeared to his father? Vayeiv al Tzavorov oid, Loshen Harbois Bechia, means a lot. Excessive weeping. Chayin says, Ki loy al ish yosim oid. For he does not put too much upon man. Lashon ribui is an expression of excessiveness. Ein oisam alov alilas. He doesn't put false charges upon him. Noisofis al chatoiv, in addition to his actual averus. Afkan here too. Here beva hoisev bevechi. Yosef increased and added in his crying. Yosef al aragel more than the norm. Avil yankiv leinofal atzavri Yosef. Yaakov did not fall on Yosef's neck. Leinoshka, he didn't kiss him. Because he was saying Kriya Shema. Im Kain, why wasn't Yosef? It was man Kriya Shema, so why wasn't Yosef saying Kriya Shema? He already said it. He was before Yankov Avinu. Famous Kasha, the Ilum asks. No, the Velt asks Kasha. He was a Litvak, he was a Chosid. Shem Yerachim. Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yeruchim Zokta over here, the Pshat is like this. L'shtoimim al Amara, U'miyachileinu, Shok Azois. Such a long time he didn't see him.
You see,
created such a bria, Yankov Avinu, Yankov Yankov Loshon Chibur. He didn't see him for such a long time, and it didn't stare him garnish that he falls on his neck and he kisses him garnish. Nay, Kriyishma, Kabbal Olam Achal Shemaim. And everybody asks, Ah, Yosef had to read at that time. So some say, Al Pi Alocha Yishoyim Pidei Ayira and Meshiv Pidei Akovet. As I zok them. However, the pshat is. Everybody takes them for a double poshet. That Vadi Yosef was holding on the dag of Yankiv. Everybody's masking. If he would have read Shema, it wouldn't have stared him. I ain't safe to go Arya, but everybody's masking to that. Whatever they say to Ruth and Zaki Ruchim, but this didn't mask him. This Nakuda, that Yosef didn't stare him either because he was in such a dag. Ayn Shem. Vaitim. It wasn't shtar that for 22 years I didn't see my tata. What's hot this now? Kabbalah Sokh Mach Shemaim right now.
You see the tata was alive.
Yeah, but that's an ishtem gishtel. Yeah, aber nicht steim zu werden, sagt die Bürger.
Yeah.
Posek Lamed, Vayomer Yisrael, El Yosef, Amusa Poam, Achari Roisi, Espanecha, Kiyot Chachoy, then Yisrael said to Yosef, I can die this time. Amusa Poam, after my having seen your face, because you're still alive. So to Ashi, Amusa Poam, Pshutoy Ketargumet, Poshup Shats, like the Tag Munkle says. He says, Ilo ano moyes zimna hodo, were I to die at this time, and then he adds, Menacham ano, I would be consoled. Medrashin, Medrash says, Sovra yisi lambus shtei mises, I thought that I would die two times, two deaths. Bo ilam hazeh, lo ilam habo. Why? Shenestalkum yimene shkina shkina left me. The Yisrael I used to say, Shit beini HaKadosh Baruch Misasecha, that Bari Olam would hold me achroi for your death. But now that you're still alive, I'm going to only die one time. Because the Shechina left me. And there was a tfi, and then advisors would have been a tfi against me that I was going your misa. I'm achroi for your misa because I sent you to Shechem in the first place. That's the mail. I would lose my Olam Haba also. Olam Haba is because you're not here. And the Hainu meaning I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to die. Olam Haba also because I'm a Chroif. You're a Misa.
What shad is the Shechina leaving?
No, but the shad is the Shechina left me, right? And I thought because the Shechina left me that the mail is going to be a Tfi against me, that Bari Olam is going to be Tvei your Misa Miyodi. Why? Because I sent you to Shechem and I knew the brothers hated you. That's what the Bali Tosis and ask over there. How did he send them? He knew they hate him. It wasn't a secret. They were very expressive with their hate towards him. But they might have a little bit more sin. But why did Yaakov even send them? Send them there. You're sending your son is passing Dalton. Yosef had tzaddik, shiks to Dalton. It's worse than a pshia. Your mom is killing him. Harag be a dying. So he was chayshish to yitveini, chodesh baruch hu al ze. The Baal Tzitz doesn't say a different territory. They say it was a Safak Moitzim Devadeh, since Shechem is the Chamok and Muchen Laperoni, Shem Inu is Dina, Shem Nishalke, Shem the Ganser Maisa, and later Yeravim, the Malchus is going to be divided, Malchus Beis David, and Yeravim Nechavim. It's a Mokoyim Vadeh that there's going to be a Sakana there, and the Vadeh something is going to happen. So he says, it's a Safak if I send you or not, it'll kill you or not. It wasn't such a Vadeh, Vice Tosfos says, it was a Safak. He says, a Vadeh is Moitzim Devadeh Safak, because who's the last person they're going to expect to come? To tell them Tata wants you to come back and want me to check up on you. Who, you, Yosef? You're the last person we expect to come. Ech, weis, send a shliach, not Yosef. You're coming here, weis, it's Taka Emes. Tata wants us to come back. But that's a suffix if we'll do anything, but it's a vadi. Vadi going to be makulkal over there. Something's going to happen, Yaakov Vina says. Maybe I'm going to send you. I'll show it to you inside.
So it's going to happen to who?
To the Shvatim there.
Nothing happened.
Nothing. Nothing happened. It needs Hezbollah to taste this. I'll show it to you inside.
So why does Shvatim go to Shechem? Don't they know to place one of
them? That's another kasha, a good kasha. Why they go there in the first place? It's a Vadei Mokoyim. Tesis, they didn't go there. They went next to it. They had Kavanas. In Doisen, which is a suburb from Shechem. It's an Arichas we spoke about. Ayn Shem the Valley Tesis. The Tfiyah was, I was afraid the Bar Yodim is going to be Tevei on me. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ayoyim Yosef El Echov El Beis Oviv. And Yosef said to his brothers and his father's household, Ele, I will go up, Vagid lefaroi, and tell Paroi, V'yoymre love, and I will say to him, Achai, my brothers, Uveis Ovi, my father's household, Asher Beretz Canaan, who are in the land of Canaan, Bo Elao, you have come to me, So it's Rashi v'yoy melo v'achayhu, my brother is v'yoy doy meloy, and in addition I will say to him, v'yoy noshim royitzoyin, the men are shepherds. I'm going to say to him, the shepherds, that's the umnis from Klal Yisrael, from the avos hakdoshim, there were shepherds, the shivaroyim, from the tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu, we go even before that, you go from the avos and David HaMelech and Vayit, I'm not going in order, but Moshe Rabbeinu, because it was a cheap melacha, and he was a lot of revochim, Rebruchim's maz with the ganze inyan. Okay, Akoponim, that was the inyan. But, you got the geezers and the brothers. It's like it says about right by the machat in Seif Kedushin, a tailor. It's a umnes nakiya v'kala. But here it's, I don't know, it's all nakiya over here. So the milk gets a little doity there, and the geezers Dalton. But there's a lot of revochim. Yes, it is. That's true to in the Gemara is that Pshat says you don't get dirty. The tailor says, yeah. What's nakiya?
Nakiya from
chay. Nakiya from chay. Also, why he could rip someone off. Literally, he could. Why not? Because in Yoni, I know also it's a business. By tailor's a regular business like anybody else.
Well, the Gemara says tailor is the good one.
The Gemara says that yeah, a tailor is the umnis nakiya v'kala. The pashtus is because it's nakiya, it's not dirty. Nakiya could be also nakiya. Like you're saying it's an honest business, but I'm asking you, there's mocking for dishonesty there too. Why can't he say I'll sell you okay, often a gezel account, I'll sell you a size 42 and it's a 48, that's nikki. But I could put in lesser quality, what you're not a buck in threads, I'll put in a less quality, an inferior quality thread. So that's why vice nikki and main told maintenance steps, it means literally, it's physically, it's not dirty, as a tanner, the Marshal Gemara says. It's not such a clean job. What's the job? Because it's stinked. Yeah, a Rebbe is almost nikki of a kala. I don't know kala, but nikki, okay, it depends if you try, whatever. Anyway, many guys saying to be a denu. Sends the feet with your hand, and it's not so knocky. Okay, let me get invited. Pasuk Lamed Beis. The Anoshim Royei Tzoyin. The men are shepherds. Ki Anshei Mikna Hayu. For they have been these cattlemen. The Tzoyinam and their flock, the Karm and the cattle, the Cholashulahem Eviu, and everything they own they have brought. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vahoya Ki Yikr Lachem Paroi. And it shall be when Pari summons you, Va'omar, and he says, Mama Seichem, what's your occupation? Then you shall say, my geshefte is Anshe Mikna Hayu Avodecha, your servants have been cattlemen from our youth, Minu Reinu Viadoto, till now. Gama Nachnu, not only us, both we, Gama Viseinu, our forefathers. Vavurteshvu Be'eretz Goshen, you know why you're doing that? So that you may settle in the land of Goshen. Because every shepherd is a tayeva, is an abomination to Mitzrayim, because that's their elul. The elul, not the elul. Their elil. That's the getchke. And that's why state in the Sefer Amunim V'tochen, it's brought in the... Nishman Chazanish. There's another Sefer, it's quoted, the Rebbein V'chai, the new one with the goyis, they bring it there. Do you know why they were always shepherds for all the doyris? He says, Amorid Kechap, because... They knew that the Mitzrayim or Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Ovis, the original Ovis, the Ovis HaOlam knew that they were going to go down to Mitzrayim, the Egyptians worship the Tzoyin, it's going to eventually be their God. So Bari Olam said, therefore we're going to become Royim, so we'll know what a sheep is, and we're going to know it's Rishkan God. Maybe when we go down to Mitzrayim, we won't have that taiva to be Oivdei Avodah Zarah for the Shepzalah. Because they just take in the NSF and Munim B'tochim, he brings in the Agoyis and the Rebbeinu Chai. Akoponim, it's a Seyeva and Gendik. So Rashi, Bavur Teshu Beretz Goshen, V'tzricha Lechem, it's necessary for you, she Eretz Mira, because it's a land of pasture. Chashat Tamer Lehem, when you're going to tell Paro, she'ein atem bekim imloch acher, so you're not an expert at other work. Yachikchem Eilov, so he'll put you at a distance from him, V'yashivchem Shem, he'll settle you there. What am I going to do with these people? Upon the shepherds? Yeah, forget, not only that, it's my getchke. I echal tich men echad agetschke pari holz, you know, li yoi va nisi sioni, right? Ob mein schuttif dorten, jene, the jene shepsele do, and mele, I can't, you get away from me, go to Goshen, avek. Ki soyev ez Mitzrayim kol roi yitzoyin, lufi shem lohem lo lohoz, state before Shashi, because it was a deity to them, it was their getschke le. Yeah, and teyeva, according to the Zoya over here, means they're in a getschke. Shashi, they kept the distance from shepherds because of the high esteem which they held them, oh, fakeret. As attendants to their getchka. A shepherd was the biggest, it was like a koimer. It was like a priest by them, because you're taking care of the getchkele, right? So if you're a shepherd, best if they kept the distance out of covered. Not else because it's a teyev, as they say, one of the Mefarshim say. So, because they held them in high esteem. And Hataka went they even revered, they even had kofet for the shepherds as Getchkas. So therefore Pari gave him the land of Goshen, which is the Tuv Eretz Mitzrayim, was the best of the land later in Pasuk Vav. Now according to the others, the Pasuk means that the Egyptians Fakert considered shepherds the opposite, the polar opposite. They were the Tayevas, they were abominations. Why? Because shepherds lacked respect for the sheep. They had a chisaron covered. You take care of the sheep, so you know what a shepherd is. That's the first trap we were saying, and therefore it was a getchka for them. So the Minchas Yitzchak says Meila, says Chum brings it down. Meila, they didn't have covered for them. It was a tayev. They hated shepherds. So one pshat is that they love shepherds because covered is such a high esteem for you because you take care of a getchka. The other pshat is no, we hate you. It's a tayev. No, so according to the Zohar, tayev over here fakert is a euphemism over here for the getchka. For their getchka, but fakert, the shepherds, they kept a distance to them because yachichim, like Rashi is saying, because fakert is because fakert have covered for you. There's two ways to learn over here. That ayin shom in the dos. We have to go vayter mem zayin. Pasuk aleph. Vayava Yosef. One second. Vayava Yosef. Vayava Yosef. Then Yosef came vayagin the fire and he told Paroi vayomer and he said Ovi va'achai v'tzoinam uvekoron v'cholashalem bom yeretz Kanoan. Vehinam Beretz Goshen, my father and my brothers, their flocks, their cattle, and everything they own have come from the land of Canaan, and they are now in the land of Goshen. Pasuk Beis u'miktzeich of Loka Chamisha, and from part of his brothers he took five Anoshim, five of these men, five brothers. Vayatzigem lifnei Pari, and he stood them before Pari. Zakvashim miktzeich of minapchusim shabem legvur, from the least among them in terms of koyach. She'ein nirim giborin, they didn't look mighty. Shem Yiro Isam Giborim, because if Pari would look at them as Giborim, Yasa Isam Anshim Elcham, he's going to say, oh, you're the best warriors. The Elohim, these were the following. Who were they? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, and Binyamin. Oisam Shalakofel Moshe Shmoisam, those whose names Moshe did not repeat, Kishabirchim when we benched them. Avel Shmoisa Giborim, but the ones that are the mighty ones, Kofel Moshe repeated them. For example, it says, Hezois Li Yehuda Shema Hashem Koil Yehuda, Ulagod Amar Boruch Marchiv God, Lachtol Yamar, v'chulei, uledon amar, v'chein lezvulin, v'chein laosher. The same thing. Zeh laosher meishes. That's the medrash. She agoda Eretz Yisrael, which is the agoda of Eretz Yisrael, which it could be the sheet over in the medrash, Rabba, that by Rabbi Yochanan, who was Batsam, who wrote it, who was mechaber it, but who was the head of Intveria, who was in Eretz Yisrael, you know, as I state in the chidol. If I care, the Rav Polim from Avram Ben Yigro. Or it could be Rabbi Sheya, according to the Sefer of Shutta Sharashi. What are you saying?
Also over here, it says Shimon and Levi were amongst the weakest, and yeah, they got a whole city, so
right.
You can imagine it would have been like God and Asher.
Right, Shimon and Levi, they wiped out Shechem, and they were listed amongst the weakest. But you should know there's an, oh, here Rashi brings himself. There's the opposite. Avul Batamud Bavli Shalon, the Gemara says, Mefurish Fakert. Matzinu State, Sha'osim Shekofel Moshe Shmoison, those whose names Moshe repeated, they were the weak ones. Oh, and those who Yosef brought before Pari, Yehuda, and as for Yehuda, whose name was repeated, it wasn't repeated because he's shvach, faket, because he was a gibor. There's a reason. We're going to get to it. Tzadik Beis Omer Aleph. And according to the Gemara over here, the Gemara says that the first mention of Yehuda marks a tefillah by Moshe Rabbeinu, that this that what Yehuda took upon himself, that he would be menuda mishnei elamis when he, because of Binyamin, if he doesn't bring him back, so he over here, that was a tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu that it should be rescinded, that the Rebbeinu Shem should mevatel that. And the second one is that Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. We'll get there in the Gemara soon. But we're holding where now. Lamed Ches, the Flach, the Agadat the Gemara Zolten. Yet the Enegat Shlofen by the Agadat. I wake up by the Agadat. Al Kaponim. Sometimes I don't go right. I stay there, and I'm still in Lamed Ches when you're in Tzadik Beis. Al Kaponim. I wake up by the next Agadat the Gemara. Kitzer, we'll get there soon in Tzadik Beis Zolten in Bavakama. Oh, and but Brayzit the Sifri Shadnina Bezayis a Brach State Kemoi Talmud Shalom like our Gemara. Let's go learn up a little weiter. Pasuk Dalit Vayoimru Pasuk Gimel Vayoimru Pari El Echov. So now Pari said to his brothers, Mama Seichem, what's your occupation? Vayoimru El Pari. So the Titaka asked them. They answered Pari, Roye Tzoyin Avadecho, each of your servants is a shepherd. V'gam Anachnu, both we, V'gam Aviseinu, and our forefathers. We're a family of shepherds, Ben Shepherd. Ich bin a shepherd, mein Tate gewinn a shepherd, ich bin a shepherd, mein Zeder, a ben a ben von a shepherd. A miyuchas dike. Now you asked me what miktsay means from part. Miktsay echa means from part of his brothers.
So it doesn't mean weak.
No, we don't know which one. So that's machleik. It's probably Yerushalmi. If it's Medrash and Yerushalmi, whatever Gemara. If it's the ones right, the first pshat and Rashi, the second pshat and Rashi, the weak. That's that. Okay. Lamas invite the pasuk dalid vayoyim el paroi. So and they said to paroi, logor baretz bonu. We have come to travel in the land or sojourn in the land, not stay at kavua. Ki ain mirelat zayin. Since there's no grazing for your servants' flock, asher le'avdecha. Because the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now, if you please, allow your avodim to dwell in the land of Goshen. The speaking of the Mederach Kovit. Pasuk, hey, vayoyme pari el Yosef lemer. And Pari said to Yosef, saying, Avicha ve'achecha bo, your father and your sons and your brothers have come. Eilecha to you. Shkoyach Pari, thanks for that wonderful words of wisdom. Thank you. But let's see what he wants to say. Pasuk Vav, Eretz Mitzrayim lefanechi, the land of Egypt is before you. B'meitav Eretz, in the best of your land, Hoshev v'savicha, settle your father, v'sachech and your brothers. Yeshu be'etz Goshen, let them settle in the land of Goshen. V'myodata, and if you know, v'yesh b'mam shechayel, and there are capable men among them. V'samtam sari mikna l'asherli, then appoint them as managers of the livestock over which is mine. And they're experts in their occupation. They're assigned to herd sheep, which is mine, and my flocks. Pari had his own collection too. It doesn't mean that those who are mine. Pshat doesn't mean put him in charge of the current managers that are managing now. I want them to be in charge. And then Yosef brought Yaakov his father and stood him before Pari. And Yankov benched Pari. So Rashi, Vayivorch Yaakov here at Tishei L'Sholem. This is a bracha of greeting him. Kederech kol anirim lifnei malachim liprakim. Like in a manner of all people who appear before kings from time to time. Salud, Rashi says, like saluting them in French it says. Shad is to greet them. Now the others say that, we're going to see that there was a bracha that the Nilus should rise to his, we'll see later, that it should rise, that's the second time he benched him, that it should rise to his feet. Which is amazing bracha over there. Pasuk Zayin vayove Yosef es Yaakov. Oh, Pasuk Ches vayomer Paroi el Yaakov. Now, there's a famous vote from Chaim Shmuel Levitz in this vote. He was for the next 33 years, for the Kasha, Yaakov lost 33 years of his life. He was supposed to live 180, he lived 147, and he gets punished for the Kasha, for the question also that Paroi asked him. This question, how old are you? And the reason is, Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, because Apidas Kenim Bali Toises, Abi Makatsi, he says basically because he begged the question. He walked in there and he was begging the question and may lose it for against. He says more, that's Bakitsa. Let's see the puzzle. Vayoimer Yaakov el Pari. And Yaakov said to Pari, before let's see the Kasha. Vayoimer puzzle has. Vayoimer Pari el Yaakov, Kami Yemei Shnei Chayecho. So Pari said to Yaakov, how many are the days of the years of your life? Pasuk Tez, Vayoimer Yaakov el Pari. Yaakov said to Pari, Yemei Shnei Magurai Shloishim Umaas Shono. The days of my years, of my sojourns, have been 130 years. Ma'at v'royim, few and bad. Hoyu yimei shnei chayai, were the days of the years of my life. And we're going to see Yaakov, there's a tfi against him. I'll read you from what the Rishonim bring. Lo yisigu es yimei shnei chayai, and they have not reached the days of the lives, avoisai of my forefathers, bimei megureyem, in the days of their sojourns. Let's see what Rashi says over here. Shnei megura yimei gerusi, the days of my living, kol yomai, all my days, I see gorbarats, I've been like a gor, meaning I'm in transit in the land. But lo yisika, didn't reach betoiv in terms of goodness to them. Let's just see over here. Teshvi vayivarch Yaakov es Paroi, and Yaakov benched Paroi vayetsim lifnei Paroi, and he left Paroi's presence. So Rashi vayivarch Yaakov over here. What does it mean? Kederach kol aniftarim, like anybody that in the manner of all who depart from lifnei sarim before in the presence of noblemen. Mevarchem oitzim, they bench them. Venoitnu shus, they take permission to leave. Uma bracha birke, what was the bracha? Sheyala nilus l'raglev, that the Nile River should rise to his feet. Fishin eretz Mitzrayim shoyisem eksham, because the land of Mitzrayim is not sufficiently watered with rainwater. Ela nilus oyda, the Nile rises. Umashkan it irrigates it. Mevarchem shal yankev elich. And now, from the time of Yaakov's bracha and onward, O Yapari Bal Anilus, the Pari will come to the Nilus, who oil the cross, and it would rise toward him, and Mashkas Aretz, and irrigate the land, that Chum, as I said, Medjana Chuma. And the Samsoevi speaks out that when he said, Hinni Oymed al Svasa Yaor, by the dream, really, he was really Oymed al Yaor in the dream. So why did he change it? And he tells Yosef, I'm standing at the Sfasi, or the ridge, edge of the river. So Terah says, you want to sound like a shoita. He's such an idiot. How could you stand on the water? So he says, I'm standing on the Sfasi, or the edge of the river. But really, Be'etzim was on the Yor. Pshat is that Yaakov should bench him, the Nila should rise to him. Just wanted to mention in conclusion, over here, just this Indian from the Medrash over here, that what Yaakov got punished. What does it say over here? When he said this, he said like this, Kam yimei shnei chayecha. So Apip Shad Zoktoisis Lafisha Ro Zokin Mioid, he saw he was very old. Vesiris Rosh is a Kone Levonis Miroiva Zikna Sholkani, and his hair was very, very, his beard, the hair of his beard and his hair was very, very white. And therefore he asked him, who? Oh no, Yaakov answered, Yime Shade Megure Shleshmaat Shana Ma'at Viroim Kloimar, Ma'at Mamshnois have very little my years. El Mitoich Roy is Shayli Koftsalai Zikna, because I had all the evil that happened to me, so I got very old. Now the Medrash says like this. At the time that Yaakov said that it was Ma'at V'royim, Hashem said, I saved you from Esav and Lavan. I returned Dina to you. Gam Yosef, Yosef also. You tell me your years of Ma'at and Royim. You're complaining. The amount of time, the words that it says from Vayomer until Bimei Megurai will be subtracted from your years. You will not live like your father lived. 180. It's 33 words. That he lost 33 years of his life. 147. And Mitzvah tomorrow we mentioned from Chaim Shulevitz what the Hezbollah was, why he got punished for that. But for now, Rabbi Yisai, we'll stop today's shiur.